Blog Talk Radio.
When it comes to love, I do most anything. 'Cause if you have it in your heart, you know you're a rich man. There's just not enough to go around the world today. And if we have a little more, you know it'd be a better place. I can only go by what's happened to me, and now when it comes to love, you're gonna cry a little, hurt a little, feel a little pain in your heart, laugh a little, care a lot, take a look at what you got, 'cause you're only human, we make mistakes, and we're gonna live to see another day, baby. Comes to love, I wanna have it all.
Welcome, everyone, to Relationships in the series this month in the month of April. Well, first, let me get everybody on board. Welcome, everyone, to Lenis and Tina's new series of shows for the month of April. It's going to be social media relationships. There are so many questions and answers to this type of relationship. how much is truth, how much you just plain outright lying. How is this type of relationship affecting folks today? We have several hot topics under this umbrella. We are sure this is going to be a fascinating service, educating some folks and clowning the others. And then again, some folks are just ignorant to the ways of life. We shall not be throwing a rock and hiding the proverbial hand. We will be telling it like it truly is, though. We want folks to become awake to the social media, dating, and really how safe is it for you and the next person. Now, our first show today, and I'm going to bring my co-host on, Tina, is Married Men Snatching the Cooch. Don't give up an ounce of cooch for a pound of pain. Come on in with it, Tina. Come on, girl. Don't have stuff with it. Bring it now.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Today is the best day ever. Linus and I are coming to give you entertainment and truth, okay? If we could marry it together, it would be married here. So we are about to have a great time.
Yes,
sit back
we are.
And enjoy. And if you have any stories, call in so you can join with us. We respect and honor you all. We are going to learn and let the rest burn, okay?
Oh, hello, somebody, and that number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914, so hot, the number's burning. Call in, y'all, because you know you got something to say. Call in, because you know you got something to say. All right, now we're going to be serious just for a minute, and then we're going to go to our subject matter of married men snatching the cooch.
Yes.
Social media's impact on relationships, where this is where we are today, folks. Human beings yearn for connection and belonging. Numerous studies have linked social support to positive mental health. Additional studies have cited the negative emotional impact of loneliness. Research has further revealed people with fewer social relationships die earlier on average than those with more social relationships. Yet with the rise of social media, there are concerns many people appear to be substituting virtual online connections for real-life social relationships. There is no question the Internet is an enormously popular, convenient, and immediately gratifying way to connect with others. Social media sites such as Facebook cite nearly 1 billion users worldwide. It certainly offers us an instant audience and attention. It allows us the luxury of easily keeping in touch. It can help combat feelings of loneliness. It allows us to keep tangible markers of times and places archived for us and available for all to see. Yeah, that's your nepotism, people. There's no question the Internet has offered many convenient ways to locate, rekindle, reconnect relationships that otherwise may have been lost. But what precisely does friending individuals on sites such as Facebook offer in the form of emotional connection? Many question the superficiality of such friendships, which often leave one frustrated, lonely, and struggling to connect on a deeper, more emotional level, meaningful level. And there is concern that individuals might forgo the real life interactions in order to maintain an online communication. Okay. Many of those we friend on Facebook are also real life friends. Should we be concerned about a trend toward developing online network connections instead of nurturing face-to-face relationships? How influential are our online friends able to be if we do not maintain a real-life relationship with them? As with anything, balance seems to be the key. All right? Real-life relationships are unmatched for emotional and physical closeness. Studies and personal experiences reveal people tend to put their best foot forward while interacting on social media. Displays of emotional weakness, insecurity, or conflicts generally tend to be concealed or minimized on social network sites. It is often difficult, if not impossible, on social media to reveal the qualities that define deep, intimate relationships. While our social media friends offer us a great deal, it is not a true substitute or even a supplement for real-life interaction with others, y'all. Social support can be a strong predictor now of possible mental health. Emotional support has been shown to protect us from a wide array of both psychiatric and physical ailments. But unlike online friendships, real-life relationships take time and effort. They help us learn about others and ultimately ourselves. Online friendships, while certainly valuable in many ways, lack the availability to provide us with opportunities for deep and lasting emotional closeness. So, accept and seek out your online friends, rekindle lost connections, and revisit childhood friendships, as long as it is not at the expense of nurturing and deepening your real-life relationships. Okay, so that's how social media has impacted us as human beings in relationship. Now, we're going to get to the good part. Social media can affect relationships and what to look out for. And we're going to give you 6 points. The first one is inappropriate activity. I'm fixing to turn it over to Tina because, you know, our head of our show is married men snatching the cooch, dadgummit. Don't give up an ounce of cooch for a pound of pain. Say what, girl?
An ounce of cooch for a pound of pain. Don't do it.
Speak it.
What happens
and
is
inappropriate activity too. Go ahead and speak it.
Yeah, because what happens is sometimes since the social media allows you to talk instantly, have instant gratification. What's happening with the married men, you know, at different levels to it, but some of them just want quick hookups. They just want to look for the little tiny look up what's lacking in their relationship, just like a little tiny fulfillment. So if what happens is, now women, we have to be careful because everything is energy. And as Linda stated about loneliness, and, you know, sometimes you're recuperating, or, you know, hey, someone from from high school that was a cutie hits you up like, hey, how you doing? And that just cuts past the dating and cuts past talking on the phone for a long time. And before you know it, you flirted and had a couple conversations, and, you know, unless you specify, let's go out, let's see each other. I mean, they're ready, like, let's hook up. So you have to be careful, because with the married men, the inboxes are a married man's heaven, okay? They can sneak in front of the wife. They can text, especially with the messenger, be having all types of conversations going on. And before you know it, women think they're in a relationship, you know? You think you're in a relationship, and because I do believe that married men are skilled at communicating and compromising, they have the ability to make you feel comfortable. So, women, you have to do your due diligence, because they are trying to snatch the cooch. If you let them, they're going to snatch it and then have an attitude. You have to do your due diligence. Are you married? Look and see what is the status. Do they have their wife up their ass? You know, if they say they're getting separated, you need to find out why are you getting separated. What is the progress? Before you know it, you think you're in a relationship, and they're still going on with their day-to-day responsibilities. So next thing you know, you somewhere cooch hurting and then got pounded out, and you still confused, like, what happened?
Yeah.
Right.
That's
why. So you have to be specific. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we said a pound of – what did we say, Lena?
Pound the wait. I got it because it's on our page.
Hello, Lena?
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I'm here.
We said a pound of cooch is worth a.
Yes, that's right.
Linda?
A married man snatching a cooch. Don't give up an ounce of cooch for a pound of pain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so a pound of cooch is, you know, you don't have to go through a whole bunch of pain. You could just take time, find out, ask questions, and you have to hold people accountable. You have to really say, hey, do you really want a relationship? You know, this is what I would like. This is what I can handle emotionally. And then you have to be strong enough to stand firm. Don't give in. You have to compromise. Let the person court you. Take your time to get to know them. Go out
You know, enjoy your movie, work out together, and don't put yourself in situations to where you have to move to where they want to be intimate quick, because we know that men are physical. They have a different makeup than women. So you have to put your requirements in. So, you know, we just want to make sure that you are all right. We want to make sure that everyone has the best relationship and make the best decisions. And women, you know, we have soft hearts and we're nurturers. We just want to make sure that we're okay.
And
so,
you folks are
Lennon,
couples or married. Yeah, you don't hear me? You don't hear me? I'm here. Why don't you hear me? You don't hear me? Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hello? Oh,
yes,
okay. I was
I'm
talking
here.
And didn't hear you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, what's wrong? I'm connected. What is she doing? Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay, so also added to what Tina was just saying, that also if you are a couple and you're on one of these Facebook, Twitters, Instagram, whatever, and when you see your mate is liking pictures that make you feel uncomfortable, that's also a red flag. It's time for you to speak up. You know, if you're catching a little flirty comments or questionable, because you should be able to go on each other's page with no problem, right? Whether you're married or you're living together, significant other, whatever that may be, or shacking up. That means if you catch your partner liking a person's Instagram picture, him or her, wearing something sexy, it don't sit well with you, then girlfriend, boyfriend, you need to let him know, okay? And if your partner is adding random girls or guys on their Facebook late at night, you better ask them about that stuff too. Be specific what you saw and make sure that it makes you feel unhappy and you ain't on some jealousy kick like, no, this just ain't right because you wouldn't want me to be doing it, right? Because it could be an innocent explanation now, okay? But still, if you two are together and you're both on Facebook, you're not single, and you have no reason not to share whatever, then oh well. Yes, Tina? Hello, did I lose her again?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, where did that girl go? Did you have any more comments? Because you know that's about, oh, we have people calling in. Hold on. You're on the line right now with Tina and Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hello,
did you have a comment?
Not yet. I just started listening to the show. Hello?
Okay. Yes, go ahead with your comment, ma'am.
I didn't have a comment as of yet, but I can't agree to what you're saying in regards to social media when it comes to relationships. A man can be married, and if he's in a monogamous relationship with his wife, he will list that he's married. But if he's, you know, the kind of playboy type, he will only list that he's single. And number two, if you are married, I feel that your wife or your mate should have the password to your social media account.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, because to me, I was married. I would want my husband to, I would give him his own space, number one, but I would not want him to communicate with other females without me knowing.
Well, you know what, in this day and time, it's according to the individual. It's according to the type of relationship you have. Now, if you guys are friends, you really have to look at it. Okay, what is the reason for social media? You have to come to an agreement. Is it so that old classmates could get in contact with you? Is it for business?
Yes.
And if so, then you guys should come to an agreement. But what happens is it's according to the personality of the wife, because I just had my cooch snatched a little while ago by this gentleman that was so smooth. He was, and it seems like him and his wife have an agreement. They're separated. They're getting the divorce. He had his, he had her picture up there. He started talking to me. We were friends from, well, we knew each other from when we were in elementary school. And when I asked him the question, I was like, well, why is the picture up there? He was like, oh, business reasons. And he was like, I'm getting separated. So I was like, why? He was like, I'm going to tell you later. But he was available. I mean, we were able to see each other when we were, once we finished with the kids, 9:30 at night, we were out, you know, 9:30, he stayed with me till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, spent the night. He did what he wanted to do. So that was an agreement that they had. I think that they may have had a problem later on, you know, the divorce and the finances, but I think that some women, it's according to where they are. Some women don't care. Some yeah. women know how their men are, and maybe that's just an agreement in a relationship, like they had a business agreement. But she didn't care. He is. He was in my inbox flirting like you would not believe.
Wow.
And when I said something to her, she still didn't say anything. I said something to her. I was like, well, do you know what he's doing to this girl? They have an arrangement. And he was telling the truth. He was still available. And I was like, well, look, we're going to have to, you know, what is going on here? Because he's trying to get serious. And she never responded. I don't even think she cares.
That's what I was just about to say. She didn't care. She probably was already in a relationship and moved on with her personal life, so she didn't care.
No, they still speak. They have some type of agreement.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm telling you. She didn't care because I wanted to know. Like, he made me feel comfortable. He was available. He would come to my job during the day. Anytime I talked to him, they both own their own like barbershop beauty. She has a beauty parlor and he has a barbershop. She's a okay. money girl. She don't even care.
Oh wow! Are you still friends with her?
No, I finally had to end it after talking to Linus all day and all night. But that's why we're having this show, because I'm like, listen, women, you guys have to pay attention here, because some people just don't care.
Oh wow! Oh
yeah.
Wow. So does he still have a Facebook page? Is he still online?
He's still online. He still has the Facebook page. The lady picture is still up there, and that's still cool.
It sounds like he is still has some type of connection with his ex-wife. Okay,
that's what I'm telling you. He said it was for the divorce and the money part, but guess what he told me? He told me to be patient, girl.
Right now, I have a friend of mine. He's actually going through a divorce now, okay?
Yeah.
His wife's picture is not posted on his Facebook. He has changed his marital status from married to
single,
separated, and, you know, soon to be divorced.
Oh.
So he's making
he's
known, okay?
Oh, he's serious. Not mine. That one, mine out there still snatching cooches.
Oh, God.
That's why I'm on this show. He's probably in somebody else's inbox.
Oh, no.
It's the games that people do play, and those are some of the, as we said at the beginning, red flags.
Red flags, yeah.
Well, I should say red flag. Inappropriate activity.
Very inappropriate, yeah.
No, but what were you going to say before Linus was talking? You were just saying something else.
I mean, I know you have lost communication. Does he try to get in touch with you at all?
No, let me tell you what he did and how smooth he was. He handled me, since he's a businessman and he has two barbershops, he handled me like a business deal. When we first started talking, I've been abstinent almost 3 years. So when he started talking to me, he was like, oh, I see you're into God. I really love your faith. And he was like, you are a beautiful soul. So he brought up my mom. And I was like, oh, okay, is this from God? You know? So I was like, you know, I'm not going to talk to him. I'm like, why are you married? So I waited and we kept talking and kept talking. Girl, please, within a week, he was like, you know what? We should move in together. He was serious. Yes, I was like, move in together. This is what I'm telling you. He was serious. Like, I have the means to take care of you. So I was like, no, wait. So I caught an attitude with him, and I stopped speaking to him for like a week. Then after a week, I called him back. Within 3 months, girl, he was like, you know what, if we were intimate and you had a child, he said, and you became pregnant, would you keep it? And I said, well, I love children. He said, well, we're going to get pregnant tonight. He was serious. Girl, I had to get out of that situation. Why do you think
I'm talking to me?
I'm sorry. No, but guess what? He was serious because I told you that the wife is she has a really good business mind. So you figure even though they're married, she's totally about her money now. So they have an agreement, but because he saw the softness in my heart, he told me what was really in his mind. Like, he's a good dad. So he's like, I wanna extend my family. Girl, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I had to get out that situation. He told me we're gonna have a child. I was like, what? What are you talking about? He was serious. I didn't show up. He is a cool snatcher.
Well, I am glad that you got out of that relationship. To me, it's he's a playboy, okay? And he's still in love with his wife. I don't care. I'm sorry. I think I don't think the wife wants him at all. No. I don't think
so. What is your name?
Huh?
I'm
sorry. It's Lisa.
Lisa, yeah, Lisa, but did you see if I wasn't a thinker how I could have got caught up? He is available. You hear me? He is available. And she just don't care.
Yes. Well, you, Lisa, you're a smart mind. You have a head on your shoulders. So that's why you probably ended things, okay?
But that's why I'm having this show, because it doesn't make a difference how intelligent you are when it comes to emotions. Like, how did I even fall for that? And that's why I'm trying to tell you, sometimes when you're lonely, you know, and he played on God. He played on all of it. And then when he said, let's have a child, I was like, well, you're serious? I don't want to be involved in that.
Nah. Well, we move on.
Let me get into being too private. It's okay to be private on your social media accounts. However, if your significant other is too private, this could be a red flag too. If he or she refuses to change your Facebook relationship status or post any photos of you two together anywhere, then that is saying something bigger. When you're excited about someone, you want to shout it from the rooftops, or in this case, the internet. So it can be a warning sign when your significant other doesn't ever do that. What if he's a person that don't go on Facebook and all that, but now you don't put him on Front Street? If you want your partner to show more social media, then simply communicate that to him or her.
But I believe when you're in a healthy relationship, I really don't think that you need social media. Like I said, if it's not for business, I don't think that you need to be on there. I really don't, because you know that that's going to happen. People are going to find you attractive. They're going to be flirting. That's like a doorway for the devil. You really shouldn't be doing that, really.
Well, right now I don't have a Facebook account. I deleted mine 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I'm off Facebook now, but I'm thinking about starting one up again for business purposes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, no, but that's something I should be careful of.
Yes.
That's all he says. Well, private life is a happy life, and he can get away with everything because he's a manipulator.
You're breaking up a little bit.
You're
breaking up a little bit. Plug your phone in. It might be dying down.
No, I'm full. I'm on 68%.
Okay. Now we can hear you real clear. Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
No, but you just have to, you know, I believe that people can live vicariously through other people, and, you know, especially with social media, you know, it's kind of allowing us to be a little introspective. So, you know, sometimes when women go through things, they feel as though they're going through it by themselves. So that's why I'm hoping to enlighten the listeners, just in case it's a red flag, because, like I said, I consider myself intelligent and everything, but just that little bit of loneliness and the, you know, emotions allowed me to even listen to him. I was like, what are you saying? What do you mean?
What do you think about people, y'all, that Lisa and Tina, what do you think about people that post all the time on all the sites? Twitter, Google, Facebook, Instagram.
I think it's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
I guess it all depends on the person's, you know, the person's personality. They might be, I don't know, you know, they might be a little bit too outgoing, or they just put, I mean, I guess, you know what I'm thinking at the same time? Some people could be lonely, but turn to Facebook as a best friend, social media as a best friend, and post everything on there.
An electronic diary. Yes, it's a diary.
There you go.
There we go.
That's
yep.
a good way, Tina. Electronic mm-hmm. diary, because some people
electronic
do use it as such. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, people that post a lot, they're maybe overcompensating for their unhappiness.
Mm.
They can make it appear otherwise, you know what I mean?
Well, in a way, it could help, like, as far as, like, if you're looking for, like, positive encouragement, like, say, if you're following ministers and the word of God, that can strengthen you. It's just you just have to be careful because social media doesn't allow you to deal with what's really going on inside of you. I know we're going to talk about this later on, but unforgiveness, I had a lot of, unforgiveness towards my ex, and that was blocking a lot of my blessings. So people don't understand that you will, everything is energy, so certain situations will come up, just like I believe that even with my situation with this gentleman, it was karmic. I did things to my ex. I didn't really want to leave him alone. And when mm-hmm. he started dating someone, I did some things like trying to be funny. But even though I left it alone 3 years ago, I was okay. You know, I'm not messing with anyone. But then I had a situation that was similar to that because why didn't I meet a man that was totally single but was still connected to his ex? But that's because your mate is your mirror at the time. So
yeah.
I had to forgive my ex. And that's why that situation came. But thank God that I was able to see clearly because I would have been caught up in another situation.
But see, it wasn't so much that you forgave him as you forgave yourself because now you understand.
No, I'm just
so you didn't need to forgive him. You just needed to understand why a person is that way. Like,
no,
oh,
I needed
okay.
to forgive. No, I needed to forgive because
that's true.
No, I needed to forgive because I was still upset, and in my mind, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna meet somebody else, and he's cute, and I'm gonna show him." No, that shouldn't have been. That shouldn't have been it. And you know, with this show, you and I are being transparent, and I'm saying some things that people are thinking, but they're not saying. You have to deal with it because true situations show up because of who you are. That's the universe showing you who you are.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So he
came up
to show me myself. I really, because I had to think about it. I said, well, why am I in the den not together? But that's what I did to the other one. I didn't want him, but I was doing, you know, manipulative things. And this woman, she doesn't want him. Whatever happened, she doesn't want him. That's why he was acting like that. And he probably was going to use me to get back at her also because he didn't really deal with himself yet either.
True.
So he's trying to run from person to person until he can deal with himself.
True. Okay, well, another red flag, attention-seeking activities. People that do posties all the time or selfies all the time.
Selfies. Selfies to me, that's more, how can I say?
A psychologist would call it a narcissistic attitude.
But selfies don't have to be a bad thing. Selfies could be someone finding out who they really are. Maybe they're finally falling in love with themselves.
Oh, true. There is a way to look at it. There's a positive and a negative. One, to seek attention, and secondly, to grow from it, you know, because you post a lot of religious stuff, which is good. So your pictures are always having to deal with God and the Bible and praying. That's different. I'm talking about these people every time you turn around, they got to say, oh, we went to the mall, selfie. Oh, we went to Safeway, selfie. Like,
I'm
really?
Yeah.
What benefit is that getting for you or me? At least if I went to Tina's page, I can say, okay, she's speaking about God or there's a prayer there, something that I can get out of that. I'm not looking at it as a selfie. I'm looking at it as something I can learn.
Well, I have a different perspective on that. I believe that, again, people are going through different things. I think that people are doing the best that they can. As you and I are going to talk about later on, we talk about introspective personalities and introverts and extroverts. Now, again, as far as with the pictures, that can be a form of healing if they're friends. Because you know what's ironic? I'm pretty. Look, I know that's conceited. Yeah, I am. But I get most of my friends, they only comment when I put pictures up. I put up scriptures every day. You know, I talk about faith, you know, just trying to show and encourage people, because mm-hmm. I have some people that come in my inbox, could you pray for me? Or they'll say, oh, I love your faith, or I love your discipline. But I'm just trying to protect them, because I'm just a teacher. I mean, I'm actually a teacher, so I just have a nature to teach and everything. But most of my friends, I don't get any posts on the guide. As soon as I put a picture up, I get 27 likes, little 3 likes, because I don't follow too many people. So that's the way people are. People don't want wisdom. they want to see the pictures. They don't post.
Okay.
No, it's
but
the truth.
The
they don't
the
post.
The other side of it, though, I'd be worried. You put so many pictures up. Are you know how many people on the internet that you're inviting into your living room?
Yes.
When you put a lot of those selfies up, so you also got the other side where people are like, she's open or he's open. Wonder what else is going on. Next thing you don't know, they done turn into Nancy Drew on your page. And
well, I don't think about regular pictures. I think it's the sexy pictures. I think when you start being sexy, that's too much. That's inviting them.
Your body, yes.
No, when you invite your body, that's when you have a problem. Because really, social media, especially Instagram, that's the purpose of Instagram, to share pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So your Facebook is, you know, basically for friends and to connect with high school. But, yeah, when you're naked, you are showing people. You are inviting them to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, that's true, too. I always put on there for that it's a problem for me and ask for F-Book to delete it, because I don't need to see sex. That's not what I'm on Facebook for. I'm on there for my business and enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Okay, and what about people, another red flag, that are always on social media? Social media can become quite a problem if you're taking over, you know, your life, whereas it's every day.
Skills, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Well, it can become a comfort. Mhm. It's like a comfort. You know, that's what some people are talking about now, how social media is taking over relationships. They're saying that people are in relationship with their phones. They almost don't even know how to interact with regular people anymore. They're saying how some of the women are going to clubs, and some of the pictures they put up on Instagram showing they get all dressed up and go out and stay on their phones all night.
Oh, wow.
They do. Then they're saying that people are on dates now, and they're on their phone the whole time. They're not even talking to their date.
See, that's a sad commentary, isn't it?
Yeah, texting is taking over.
You're so attached to your phone and FB or Twitter or Instagram that you can't have a human interaction.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's what's going on, because even with this gentleman, we predominantly corresponded through texting. He worked all day. I worked all day. We talked a little bit, but we mostly text. That's why I'm saying it's dangerous, because people are having whole relationships with text now.
Mm-hmm.
You break up with the text. You start with the text. They say some people are even proposing and divorcing with text.
Good Lord.
Wow. They are.
Oh, you didn't see, girl, I divorced you at 4 o'clock on Friday. You didn't see that?
Right?
Yes. That's
everybody
why we're having
there.
This.
Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, where was you?
Mm-hmm. Everything is boiled down to social media now. That's what we're saying.
Wow.
Will you marry me? Hello? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're taking away from the interaction.
Well, that's where I think that social media, like I said at first, when I first talked about the impact of the relationships of social media, we're getting away from being human beings.
Yes.
You know, and we're just becoming electronical, almost like a robot. Because you're not even having the human reaction that's necessary. Because, you know, a lot of these, and we talked about this a year ago, about dating, you know, the online different dating, Match and Facebook dating. And I think there's some more out there, too. Just can't think of them right now. And that's a lie. Because you look at the person, you think they're one way, and hopefully that they're honest, telling you the truth. And then when you meet the person and see them in person, you're like, ooh, let me do 180 and get out of this restaurant or club or whatever. You know. Shoot, you told me you weighed 128 pounds. I get to the club and I see you and there's no seat. So come on.
Oh, no. No, it's filters. There's catfishing. That's why they have the show Catfishing now, because people are in relationships with people for like a year and it's
online.
Not even who they think they are.
Yes.
Yes.
Online.
And sending money. Oh, they get that. They start sending money and everything and don't even know who they are. But because, like I said, the people didn't really deal with who they are, they feel comfortable. And then you have people that are victimizing them.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with
just
yourself.
Like a scam.
Sooner or later. Yeah.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about Ayana Van Sant's book, In the Meantime.
Yes.
Oh. All right.
And I was telling Tina, my favorite chapter in that book is Everybody Plays a Fool.
Mm-hmm.
And you do to yourself, not necessarily another man or a woman. To yourself, you play a fool. I was like, whoa. When I read that chapter, I was like, ooh, I know she hit home with a lot of people, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you can see the red flag sometime. And like Tina said, depending on the state of mind, are you lonely? Are you desperate? Are you needy?
Yeah.
That you respond to the social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are like, oh, I could care less. I'm not even interested, you know. And they're in there for a different reason, maybe really as friends. But there are some people in there looking for a hookup,
mm-hmm.
or looking to relive their past days that have gone past, or maybe they just got divorced or separated, you know, and they're looking for something new in their life, new refresh.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's a red flag too, because if you're just coming out of a relationship and divorce, you need a chance to heal. You need to find out what went wrong. Just like I was telling you, I stayed by myself for 3 years, but I didn't deal with the core. And then a situation came right up to remind me of what I did. And because I'm reflective, that's when I had to think, wait a minute, hold on, why am I going through this? But if I didn't think and if I didn't move fast, I would have been right in another relationship, living with him. He talked about marriage and everything else, and we would have been going through who knows what, you know, if we didn't deal with what we needed to deal with. So some people don't have that strength. Some people don't have that support. Like I said, I had to call Linus and talk about it and, you know, analyze it. But I'm an honest person. What about the people who aren't honest? And life is going to teach you lessons. That same test is going to show up over and over again and in a different person until you learn.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
That's true. It will steadily come back.
That's why people have 2 and 3 divorces and they're wondering after a while, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep meeting the same person everywhere, that's what I was saying. Even if you're in the room now, what was the probability of meeting someone whose wife doesn't even want him? out of all the people, our energies came together. And I'm like, what? You know, so if you're in the room of 100 people, those two souls are going to come together to learn that lesson from each other. So you have to do the work. That's what this show is about. We're laughing and joking, but you still have to do the work on you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so true. I'm going to do a quick prayer here for all the males and the females in the audience in the chat room on the phone.
Yes.
Hopefully that will help all of us. Dear God, we desire a single widower partner who revels in being partnered with us, who sees us as a treasure, God, who challenges us to be a better woman or a man, who stimulates our mind, our body, and souls with his or her character, their integrity, their honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love, God. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, God, because we can't come up short, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intention, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving, God, of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, God, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling, for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. Mm-hmm. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right.
I totally agree.
Yes, ma'am. So going
that
back.
Prayer was
100%. Go ahead, Tina.
That prayer was 100% because that gentleman was not well endowed, and that is what allowed me to keep a clear mind. Thank you, God.
Oh yeah, we're looking for the one that goes on tour.
Mm-hmm. No, he was not well
swinging. So
he was not well endowed. I was able to leave that quickly. I said, you know what, this is not even worth my sin or my salvation. Let me go to church. You can keep that. I did. I was like, this is not worth my salvation.
I'm telling you, coming up short, kibbles and bits
coming
out
up
of
short.
This.
I was like,
slapped
are
the
you
taste
serious?
Out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Mm-mm.
I was like, I'm not
when the last
to be
time you
anyway.
To the doctor, have you talked to anybody about this condition?
No, I'm outspoken because I was like, wait a minute, you cheating and you got a little penis? I was like, you know what, you got a lot of nerve.
And it's usually them that's out there just doing it like they so big time.
That's why the wife
then,
don't care. She's like, oh, he don't
have
a little.
Then you get prophylactin is bigger than them. Be like, whoa, are you in?
No, that's why the wife didn't care. She sleep easy at night. She was like, I am not worried about you and that little bitch.
She probably then said, Ninja, I got toys. I got toys. That are bigger than you. Woo.
Yes, but that's why we have to help women because he was slick. It was his mind and his conversation. He was so intelligent.
Oh, wow.
That's why I was like, yeah, that's why I was like, oh, no, ladies, you have to be careful. I mean, they mentally snatching cooch out here now.
But you...
Did he say all the right things to you, huh?
He said all the right, oh, my God, he was so smooth and so calm and so calculated. And one time I went off on him because I was trying to fight, you know, falling in love with him. And I said some foolishness to him about the little penis. He acted like I didn't even say anything. The next time I talked to him, he said, I love you. I'm like, you love me? Girl, he was too smooth. I had to get out of there.
Good thing you did.
Well, another thing is I didn't want to have little penis kids. So that helped me not talk to him either. We can't have a little.
Well, I thought you
we can't
were
have
in September. The baby came already. A little preemie. Yeah, well, I had a preemie.
No.
You know what?
No, I wasn't going to have no little penis pecker crew. I wasn't going to have no women calling me about his little penis problem 20 years from now. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm serious. His conversation, my God, he was smooth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be careful, and you got to start with self. Love yourself first before you go out there and do anything else. Because if you love yourself, whatever that individual is doing, you shouldn't have to question it. You shouldn't even have to look left or right because you know that this person is being for real.
Yeah.
So
oh,
if you have to question it, something is not right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, you know, you start with yourself. I love me. Would me love that person? I don't think so. And then again, maybe yes. But then, too, because we've talked about love, too, that also in social media, you really do have to be careful about who you talk to on there because you never know who's watching who and who's doing what. Because you could ever be so innocent and be speaking with someone that you think is single. And like Tina said, you find out the person is married. Like,
yeah.
What? Yeah. So you should want to always keep it as friends. If they are who they say they are, make them meet you somewhere. It's a neutral place for you. And when I mean neutral, when you meet somebody from offline where there's a lot of people, like a very popular restaurant, not Starbucks or Denny's. I mean something that's real popular that people will remember you and him or him and her, you know. So and meet them and see them. If they don't want to meet you right away, then you know what? Delete. That's what that button's for. And your mind too. Delete.
No, that doesn't say it. I told you my friend met me immediately. That don't mean nothing either. He met me immediately. Oh no. Mm-mm.
needling.
What we have to do is we have to make sure that we're calm, you know, sexually and things like that, so that you can make the right decision, because sex clouds your judgment. When you can ask the right questions and wait for the right answers, see their heart, see their family, see how they interact, it's those things that will allow you to make the wise decisions. Because I told you, this one said, let's move in after a week, and was doing this and doing that after 3 months, let's have a child. I mean, he was serious.
That's a desperate person and an insecure person.
Oh,
yeah.
He's so cute, though. He's so cute. Oh, my God, just 6'1 and big, just fine.
But he still acts his shoe size. You know, I don't, how old is he?
39.
30, oh, my goodness. Do you think he acts 39? Did he act mature?
Yes, he has children. He has custody of his children from a previous relationship. He doesn't have any children with the wife. He has 2 barbershops, so he makes the money. He lives in a gated community. Yeah, actually he does. Yeah, he does. He pays tuition for his children. He's very responsible. Yeah, he does.
Okay, so he's just more of like a playboy.
I don't know. I don't know if he's, maybe the lady not paying, maybe the lady wasn't paying him no attention with the little penis. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's basically
he's got a little penis.
I told him he had a little penis from the beginning. I was, no, what is the situation? Yeah, you have a little penis. I'm outspoken.
I think I'd have been a little bit more diplomatic. I got something to do tomorrow. I'm real busy.
Exactly.
I have to go.
That's that Capricorn. That's you, a Capricorn, Linus. When is your birthday, Lisa?
Oh, it's August 12th.
Oh, you a Leo. Yeah. Okay. All
right.
She's
the fire sign. You and her college.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, we're like
Leo
besties.
And Aries.
Yes, we're hilarious. Yes. Yes, we are hilarious. Oh, God. It don't seem like you act like the Leo men. Leo men love a lot of attention. They're bossy and generous, but they love compliments.
And I was actually engaged to a Leo guy at one point, okay? So very cute, okay? Every day, I mean, he said the right things. It was more like a puppy love type of situation because we were both, I was a teenager. He was a little bit older than me. But, so, you know, once I started to mature, you know, a few years later, we hooked up again. But I think during the time when I dated him, when I was, like, really into him, I was young. But I older, you know, meeting him again, I'm like, we messed around, but he wasn't really, I thought he was still cute, but I'm trying to figure out, like, what the hell did I see in him? He was not, like, he wanted to propose, when I was a teenager, but he proposed to me again later, several years later, but I had to, like look at him, like, did I actually marry him? Number one, we are both with you. And Leo men can cheat, okay?
Oh, they love, they are charismatic, my God.
Oh, my goodness. But when they meet that one particular person, they possibly could settle down. But he's just not settling down. I think at one point he was very serious with me, but I wasn't serious with him. You know, whatever, you know, but at the end, I broke things off, but in a selfish kind of way. I just up front with him. Instead, I decided, you know, avoiding him. And he kind of, he caught on to it. But and that's how he ended things. You know, my sister sometimes run into him, and he asks about me. And, you know, that's it. But I'm glad. If I would have married him, we would have been divorced already. Okay? Very cute.
Aquarius would be good for you.
Oh. Why do you say that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it. The Aquarius man would be good for you.
Good looking and loyal.
Do I see what?
He's a good-looking loyal.
Oh.
Huh.
I don't know. But anyway, well, ladies, it's getting to the close of the show. I hope that everyone enjoyed today, and I hope you learned something from social media relationships. We'll probably speak about this again. I don't know what we're talking about next week because Tina and I haven't discussed it, but I'm sure it'll probably be down the same path because the series this month is social media. So we'll be talking about different things dealing with that. I want to thank Lisa for joining the show today and thank Nina for joining the show today and, of course, my co-host Tina. So as we go out, Tina, I'll let you say goodnight.
Hey, yes. Well, thank you for joining. We thank you. We pray that you learn from us. We pray that you have a happy Saturday. And if no one's told you that they love you today, we do. Have a great day.
Okay, guys. Have a great day. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock for Psychic Readings with Nina and Lennis at 3 p.m. tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Have a good one, y'all.